Nate, did they surprise you at all with the amount of times they blitzed? Did you expect that?
No, we knew that they were going to do a lot of different things, where it changed up their fronts to bring different blitzes and things. We knew that they were going to be aggressive.
I mean, you guys struggled, obviously, on offense, but it seems like on third down, third and long, you guys made plays. How frustrating is it when you have little glimpses, but you just can't sustain it?
Yeah, it's obviously frustrating to not be able to, sustain it. Because, they did a great job at not allowing us to make those plays consistently.
You guys have been so good at blitz pickup all year. Was this just showing you guys something different, or what was it that troubled you guys?
Schematically, they did a lot of things that were very tough on us today. I think they had a great plan, as far as their blitzes were concerned. So they did a lot of things that were very hard on us pickup-wise, and probably the hardest that we've seen all year, and quite possibly the hardest we'll see all year.
Was it more when they blitzed, or how they blitzed, or where they blitzed from? Was it time, how, when they did it, or?
It was more so the way, just the schematics of the blitz, were things that were very tough on us.
Does that make it hard to communicate? Is it hard to communicate with the noise, or was that an issue?
No, I think our communication up at the line of scrimmage was pretty good. It just comes down to, after the ball snapped, they were doing a lot of things, jumping people out, bringing people down. So, again, they did things that were very hard on us. They timed up some calls that were on plays that were longer developing routes for us.
On the plus side of the field, did they do anything differently? It seemed like, inside the 40, did they bring more pressure or just feel that way?
And I don't think they did anything different. I'd have to look and see. I don't remember off the top of my head if they blitzed more. They did a good job at just blitzing four or five guys where again, schematically, we weren't able to pick it up. So that just comes back onto me. I have to know where my problems are and get the ball out.
You had an impressive play even on the final snap of the game. But did you feel a physical toll of a lot of hits you took today?
Yeah, it's always tough, taking that many hits. But, that part of that's on me. I have to get the ball out. I have to throw it away when someone's not there.
Two plays I wanted to ask you about. The pass to Oliver in the end zone, what you guys were thinking on that play, and then also the deep ball to Tracy that got picked off.
Mere route, as far as the outside guys on the throw to Oliver, they play kind of a double coverage down in the red zone. They have the ability to double the X with the safety that was down, and the corner can jump outside, so it makes those fade balls really hard. That's why I decided to play the other side of the field. And then that interception, the DB just did a great job. He balled Tyrone and did a great job of finding the ball and making the play.
What are the spirits in the locker room right now?
Yeah, obviously down, but, we know that there's a lot of good things that happened out on the field. Our defense played great. Our special teams played extremely well. There's a lot of positives to come out of this, but we're just going to have to look at the tape, come back ready to go for the next week. This is in the past. The only thing we can do is learn from it.
The sloppiness, penalties specifically, is that surprising?
I think, the coaches always talk about eliminating 5 and 15-yard penalties. Those are procedural, and I don't think we had very many of those today. Most of them were holding calls. That's going to happen in the course of a game, especially when you play a defensive line that's as good as Michigan's front four. They're extremely hard, and they draw a lot of those penalties. So with all that said, I think our offensive line did a great job competing and fighting today.
Did it feel like the windows were a lot smaller today, that they were pretty good in coverage?
Yeah, they're very good in coverage. Yeah, I had to be pinpoint with some throws. But then again, there's a lot of opportunities to, for guys to catch and run as well. So, I think there was a kind of a combination of both.